Who really owns your digital library? The most commented story on Hacker News on Monday, 397 comments and a score of 544, is a blog post arguing that the long-running debate over physical versus digital games has been framed incorrectly for years. The author's core contention is that the real question is never disc versus download. It is whether a consumer who pays full price receives a durable asset or merely licensed access revocable at a platform's discretion. The comment thread drew on firsthand experience. Games pulled from storefronts, servers shut down after acquisitions, licenses quietly voided by policy changes. Multiple commenters noted that no meaningful consumer protection framework in most jurisdictions addresses digital goods the way lemon laws address physical products, leaving buyers with the worst of both arrangements: upfront full-price payment and no guaranteed durable asset. Consolidation across gaming platforms has sharpened the issue. Several instances in the past 2 years saw an acquiring parent entity discontinue titles it deemed unworth maintaining, stripping access from players who had paid full price. The HN discussion split broadly between those who see this as a regulatory failure and those who believe market forces will eventually reward platforms offering better ownership terms, though even market force advocates largely conceded the status quo is unfair. The European Digital Markets Act was cited repeatedly as the jurisdiction furthest along on interoperability and digital goods consumer rights, while U.S. antitrust doctrine, rooted in the Sherman Act's requirement to prove exclusionary conduct, not merely large market share, remains a slower and harder instrument to deploy against platform lock-in. A separate story tracked what happened to 100 once successful blogs, scoring 190 points and 144 comments. Researcher Daniel Stanica found the vast majority are dead, posting sporadically, or have migrated to newsletter formats. The 2023-2024 period emerged in comments as the inflection point, when Google's helpful content updates and a surge of AI-generated SEO content combined to make organic search effectively hostile to small independent publishers, eroding the economic rationale for standalone blogging.